welcome to Connection Point, GovConnections podcast series focusing on strategies and trends in infrastructure, green IT, mobility, data management, and much more. I am your host, James Hilliard, and today's podcast features Heather Bergeron. She's a licensing support supervisor with GovConnection. And Heather, thanks for taking time and being with me today.
Thank you.
We're talking about software, and in the world of software, there are two things really you can do. You can buy the software outright, or you can license the software. Today, we want to talk about kind of some of the benefits of licensing software. So, Heather, let me start right there. Name for us the top two or three benefits that people get when they license software, as opposed to just going out and buying it off the store shelf.
Definitely the cost savings, the ability to add insurance or maintenance to your software, centralized management of that software, that's a big one as well. Able to manage all your licensing in either a volume license site or through paper, and then also being able to keep people up to date and on track with their software and being able to get that to them in a more timely fashion.
When you're in the marketplace and companies are coming to you and calling PC Connection saying, hey, we need some help with the licensing of all the software that we now find ourselves using, what do you hear from the customers? We've heard those are the benefits that they can get, but what are they coming saying, we need help in this area of software? Are they saying we need to be compliant? Are they saying we need to save costs? What are their main drivers?
All of them. They need to save money. That's the big thing right now is people need a way to save money. Also, staying compliant. They don't need to be audited and find out on the back end that now they have to double pay, basically, for what they own. And then the management as well. And, you know, I've just got software purchases being made here, there, and everywhere, and I cannot manage it. And they want just one program, one way to go.
I know that there's plenty of software out there that you really do just have to buy. Companies don't have licensing agreements. But when it comes to the main productivity, document management, the graphics, the art, that type of stuff, even antivirus, a lot of those major offerings do have some type of licensing agreements that people can enter into. So let's do this. Let's start off with who are some of the big players that offer some of these licensing over just a purchase?
Microsoft is our number one. I would say Adobe and Symantec are two and three. We also have Computer Associates, Trend Micro, McAfee. Another one that's kind of working its way up the ranks is VMware, any of the virtualization. A lot of businesses are going into the virtualization world, and that's the avenue that they're looking.
That makes sense. What type of programs are offered? Are there programs for, say, smaller organizations that only need 5 to 10 licenses? Are there also programs for folks that maybe need 200 licenses or need to cover a couple of branch offices?
Definitely. In general, the vendors break their programs down, for the top ones, let's say at least, into transactional and contractual programs. So the transactional is going to be, one purchase gets you in, no further requirements, and those can start. For some of the vendors, it's as small as one license. In general, it's usually 5 to 10 licenses will get you in that, you know, into their basic program, basic benefits. And then you get into the contractual programs, and those are your bigger end users that need to make sure all the machines up to date. They're going to buy that insurance or that maintenance for their software, and they're contractually getting themselves into that program with added benefits and further discounts.
How many companies does PC Connection work with in terms of these licensing programs that you can offer to customers?
Right now, we identify, actually, I think it just went up last week, but let's say 2 weeks ago, it was about 40 vendors that we recognized as having a volume license program. So they actually have, let's say, two sets of SKUs. You've got your products that are retail, and then they have the products that they may fulfill through just a piece of paper or an email or on a license site.
All right, so we've got about 40 or so is the range of software organizations that offer these licensing agreements that PC Connection then can sell to other customers. let's take Microsoft as an example. We can't go through each and every one of these companies, but obviously Microsoft is one that a lot of folks may be interested in licensing software as opposed to going out and making these individual purchases. Can you give me an example of one or two of the programs that Microsoft does offer that customers could buy into?
Their basic is the open license program. That's the one that I mentioned has a minimum of 5 licenses. Can be one copy of Office, one copy of Exchange Server, and 4 CALs. It can be a mix of any 5 products. It's a product that you can just buy the license, you can add the maintenance to it. Real Basic gets you in. Even though it's a transactional program, they do assign you a license number and what they call an authorization number. And they actually, a benefit right away is that you can do reorders. So I reorder with a minimum of 1 license. So you say, Microsoft, I've already purchased these 5 licenses. You've given me this authorization number. I'm going to do some further purchases under that program, and they give you that discount.
Which is great then if say, you're a small organization, either you hire 1 or 2 more staffers, or maybe you're a 20-person company and you buy out a new 4-person company, you want to add those people in, you're in the program, so it's really easy then to buy these new seats at that discounted level.
Yes, that's definitely a benefit with that program.
All right, and I can assume then companies like Adobe and Symantec, they have similar types of programs. You have some of your smaller basic programs and then kind of bigger discounts, more benefits as you move up the chain, have more software to buy, et cetera.
Yes, program's got its own rules and program guidelines. But yes, generally the basics, they have their basic program, and as you just said, the more purchases you make or the greater single purchase you make, the more benefits you get.
Well, as you brought up then, there are rules and guidelines to licensing, and I know that I don't read a lot of my software licenses when I purchase. I just click on yes, I agree, because I know if I don't do that, I can't install the software. But on a bigger scale, these are sometimes challenging to sort out, these software licenses. Share with me kind of some of the benefits that PC Connection brings to the table of matching a customer with the right software licensing program from a vendor.
Our sales all go through training, both product and program training. So they're familiar with what's out there. They also have at their fingertips several tools and resources to kind of research what the options are for the customer. If there is a need, we also have a licensing desk, software specialists who are familiar with the programs, who do this all day long, and who can actually get on a conference call with the customer. We can either get a history report from the vendor, depending on how they've purchased, or we can just kind of ad lib and go with what the customer thinks they have, how many they should have or what they should have, and then offer them a couple different solutions based on, and it's never based on what they have today, but what their needs are going to be going forward as well.
Well, sounds like a very proactive approach. Hey, Heather, really do want to thank you for taking time and talking with us today.
Thank you.
For our listeners, thanks for tuning in. And if you do want more information about software licensing, or if you want more information about other IT services or offerings, here are a few things you can do. First off, contact your GovConnection account manager today, or go online to www.govconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us.